Nolte, man arrested for allegedly tossing nails and screws in driveways of Trump supporters. By John Nolte on April 1, 2025. A 63-year-old man in Bucks County, Pennsylvania was arrested for allegedly throwing screws and nails in the driveways of Trump supporters. Alaric Dalbec was arrested on charges of harassment, disorderly conduct, and related offenses on allegations that claim on several occasions he threw nails and screws around parked vehicles belonging to individuals who voiced or showed support for President Donald Trump, reports NBC Philadelphia. Police add that Dalbec allegedly threw nails and screws in parking spots where he merely believed Trumpers might park. Per court documents, on October 30, 2024, Dalbec is alleged to have thrown nails and screws from his vehicle as he passed by a home that displayed several Trump fans' campaign signs. The very next day, a woman who works at a local grocery store reported nails and screws scattered around her parked car after work. According to police, Dalbec admitted that while he was shopping, he decided to target her after overhearing her express support for Trump. Police say there was a third incident on November 1 which also targeted a home with Trump campaign signs. In a visit to his home on February 13, 2025, police officials claim Dalbec told officers he had thrown nails and screws at vehicles that he believed to belong to Trump supporters, adds the local report. Authorities also say Dalbec admitted that what he'd done was dumb and stupid. Then he allegedly asked the cops, "How could you support him? This is strictly a subjective observation. But watching all the videos out there of people vandalizing Teslas, I'm surprised by how many are gray-haired adults. How do you make it to 50 or 60 or 70 years old and not understand that 1. Cameras are everywhere today, 2. There are consequences for your actions. And 3. What sense does it make to punish someone who almost certainly purchased the Tesla before Elon Musk came out as a Trump supporter? Here's my theory. Older Americans who haven't quite grasped streaming, social media, and podcasts are still being brainwashed by a legacy media that lies and lies and lies. The media tell them Musk is a threat to democracy, a threat to their social security payments. And then the media either downplay or attempt to justify the violence aimed at Musk and his customers. Eventually, CNN or MSNBC can warp a person into believing it is virtuous to scratch a swastika on the hood of a Tesla. My dad is 86. Talking to him these days is like talking to Rachel Maddow, only her voice is huskier. P.S. How did he discover which car a specific grocery store worker drove? Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.